Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Philip White, W-H-I-T-E. Philip White is a 48-year-old male. He reports he injured his right wrist at work on 7/28/21 period. He was counter-torquing wrenches when this occurred. Pretty describes going to Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Pretty gets further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a triangular fibrocartilage complex tear. Treated conservatively. Pretty has completed his course of accurate treatment period. Mr. White admits to previously injuring the right wrist in 2015. Pretty, this was diagnosed as a scaphoid lunate injury for which he underwent arthroscopic repair. Pretty denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he underwent an MRI of the right wrist on 10/13/16, whose results will be inserted here. Very interestingly, it was compared to a study of 10/13/16 without specific mention of the comparison. Period. He was seen by Dr. Sarkos on 8/19/21 to review the MRI. Period. He wrote there was a radiocarpal joint effusion, comma extensor, tendinitis and tendonitis, tendinosis and tendonitis, and a TFCC tear. Pretty's scapholunate ligament appears intact. Pretty states that his radial sided wrist pain has subsided significantly since his last depomedrol injection. Pretty now has subjective complaints of ulnar sided wrist pain, specifically at the ulnar carpal interval. Pretty's area was injected with depomedrol. Pretty was going to continue to wear his brace and return to work on light duty capacity. Pretty was to follow up in 3 weeks, but it is unclear if he did so. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed on the radial aspect of the right wrist a cyst-like structure that was tender to palpation. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right wrist was full in all spheres without crepitus, but the endpoints of flexion and extension elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the right thumb also elicited tenderness at the wrist. Period. Motion of the fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and rocking. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Spine, cervical, normal. Impressions. Philip White alleges to have injured his right wrist at work on 7/28/21 when he was torquing wrenches. Period. He came into the hand surgical care of Dr. Sarkos, who had him undergo an MRI of the wrist on 8/16/21. Period. The history given was, quote, wrist pain, comma, prior ligament repair, comma, injury, comma, prior arthroscopic surgery, period, end quote. It was compared to a study of 10/13/16. Those results will be inserted here again. He saw Dr. Sarkos afterwards to review these results and accepted another cortisone injection. Period. He wrote the radial-sided wrist pain had subsided since his more recent injection. Period. However, he now had subjective complaints along the ulnar side of the wrist. But this is in the location of the TFCC, but does not appear to have been initially symptomatic. Brady did have a history of prior wrist surgery that he describes as a scapholunate injury repaired surgically. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the right upper extremity, including the wrists and fingers. Period. The endpoint of right wrist flexion and extension elicited tenderness. Period. Right thumb motion elicited wrist tenderness. Period. There was no crepitus. Period. He had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. With hand anemometry, he did have decreased hand grasp on the right compared to the left. in a bell-shaped curve distribution consistent with good effort. Period. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. From what I can gather, based upon the radiologist's interpretation of the MRI, are that he had post-operative abnormalities about the TFCC, period. This would correlate with the pre-existing surgery, not the incident in question, period. Although he describes previously having a scapholunate injury by MRI, that ligament was grossly intact, period. And that is the end.